This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. It's been a big week for backers of legislation that's designed to reduce youth smoking rates in Vermont. A bill increasing the age to purchase tobacco products from 18 to 21 is on its way to Governor Phil Scott for his signature. The governor has said he fully intends to sign that legislation. And a bill prohibiting the purchasing of electronic cigarettes and all related tobacco products on the internet is poised to receive final consideration. Well, 10 years ago, numerous efforts to raise the age to buy cigarettes in Vermont were not successful. This year, the bill was approved with huge margins. So what's changed over the past decade? With me to discuss this issue is a person who has worked throughout his legislative career to reduce tobacco use in Vermont, and that's Jericho Representative George Till. George, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Bob.
So you've been very passionate about this issue for as long as I've known you. What is it about this issue that gets you going?
You know, there are a lot of things seeing that down the line, the severe diseases that this causes, seeing friends and family die from tobacco-related things. But I have to say that the statistic that just grabs me is 10,000 kids alive today in Vermont are going to die prematurely from tobacco use. And they're going to die on average 10 years prematurely. And that number of 10,000 kids that are wandering around right now, kids that we all know, that motivates me.
You're also a doctor. How much of that is a factor?
Well, that certainly is. I mean, we certainly have seen lots of patients over time with incurable diseases and lots of suffering and the families suffering, watching their loved one dying in a very uncomfortable way. That definitely contributes.
You know, there's some people who are going to wonder, if you raise the age to purchase cigarettes from 18 to 21, is that going to make a big deal?
It is a big deal. It does make a big difference. You know, this is not a new thought. The first place that this happened was in one of the Boston suburbs, Needham, Massachusetts, and that was in 2005. And what they found by raising the age from 18 to 21 was a 50% reduction in youth smoking in their town. The surrounding suburbs of Boston didn't see any change, but they saw a 50% reduction. You know, it spread from there to lots of other towns, and eventually it became something that was done in a number of states. And, you know, we don't have a lot of state data yet because it hasn't been that long that it's been – states have raised the age to 21. But a couple of big towns, New York and Chicago, have both raised the age to 21, and we do have data. And it's the same order of magnitude as what they saw in Needham. You know, one of those towns had a 59% reduction and one had a 30% reduction. So it works.
And does it work in part because most adult smokers got started when they were teenagers?
Yeah, absolutely. Over 90% of adult smokers started smoking when they were youth. And we now know that the younger you get exposed to nicotine, the more likely you are to become addicted. And not only the more likely you are to become addicted, but the harder it is to get off of the nicotine.
You know, as we mentioned earlier, you've been in this fight for a number of years. I can remember arguments on the House floor when people would stand up and say, hey, if you can join the military, if you can fight for your country, you ought to be able to have a cigarette. This year, your bill passed overwhelming support. I can't remember anybody standing up on the House floor and saying this is a bad idea. What has changed?
Well, I think there's been, you know, a lot of education. This has evolved over time. When the first biennium that I put the bill in was back 2013, 2014, and couldn't get leadership to support it, couldn't get the committee of jurisdiction to take it up. I really had to be quite creative to get any real support for the bill. I mean, there were, don't get me wrong, we had 25 co-sponsors that first year and it was tripartisan. But in terms of actually getting a bill to move, very, very, very little progress. The following year, we passed it in the House. We heard those kinds of arguments that you just referenced. We passed it in the House, but the Senate wouldn't even take it up. the next biennium, which was the 2017-2018 biennium, we passed it in the House and thought it had a decent chance in the Senate and ended up losing there in a very close vote. So it's been kind of an evolution. I mean, and this year it passed easily. And I think there are a couple big things that really made the difference. I think there's become an increased appreciation with the whole vaping issue that we are about to undo all of the progress that we have made over many years in reducing tobacco. Because, you know, in December, the Surgeon General put out an unusual advisory just saying, we have an epidemic starting and we need to do something very quickly. And that was based on the fact that between 2017 and 2018, the youth utilization of the vaping products went up tremendously. For high school students, it went up 78% in 1 year. For middle school students, it went up 47% in 1 year. Just enormous increases. And we know that when kids vape, they're four times as likely to become traditional tobacco users just within 3 months. So it happens and it happens quick. And, you know, when these younger teenagers get exposed, they're highly likely to get addicted.
And am I right that in some of those products, the level of nicotine is far greater than that of tobacco?
Absolutely. I mean, in one small Juul fluid, you have as much as a whole pack of cigarettes, as much nicotine as in an entire pack, and, you know, one little 3 ounces of fluids. And it's not only nicotine that's there that's worrisome. I mean, that's the addictive piece, but there's a lot of other things in there. Tobacco, traditional tobacco, does provide a much wider variety of toxins. But there are some pretty scary toxins with the vaping and some other things that you don't get as much in the regular tobacco products, which makes it very uncertain what the long-term health effects are going to be of the vaping stuff.
And so we have the legislation that is about to have final approval that would prohibit the sale of e-cigarettes and other tobacco products on the internet. Is that going to put a dent in that market?
Yeah, I think it really will. I mean, currently you can't go online and order cigarettes or tobacco products. Those have to be shipped. If they come into Vermont, they have to be shipped to a licensed distributor. We have not had that in place for the vaping products. And so what we see is a lot of young people can go online. There is very little verification of age when you buy it online. And, you know, a 10-year-old could go online and order it. All they have to do is click a box that says they're 18. You know, when it's been looked at carefully, 96% of the sites had nothing more. They had nothing at all, or just a checkbox that says, yes, I am 18. No verification whatsoever. And a couple of different states that studied this, they found that 90% of underage folks trying to buy online succeeded. So, yeah, it's the online is a big problem. We see it in the stats, too, of how underaged teens get hold of the products that they're using. For regular tobacco products, much more heavily is it's from their friends and the 18 to 21-year-olds who are legally able to buy and give it to them. But we have a big chunk of the market that with the vaping products where the younger kids just go ahead and get it themselves, get it online. You know, we have basically this year a three-legged stool that of three different kinds of legislation, the first one being the tobacco and vaping age raised to 21, the second one being restricting the internet sales, and the third one, which has not received the final vote yet, but I gather is going to get one pretty soon in the Senate, is it's already been passed by the House, is the taxation of the vaping products, like we tax other tobacco products. I mean, the vaping products right now are actually significantly cheaper, about half the price of the regular tobacco products, because we don't put an excise tax on them.
Jericho Representative George Till has played a major role in the effort to reduce youth smoking rates in Vermont during his more than 10 years at the State House. George, many thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, thanks for the invitation, and I appreciate being on.